Hello, I'm back again with video number two of the day, Wednesday, December the 4th, here on the Bernie Miklas Show. I did something earlier on the Blues and the way they've changed things for the better under Jim Montgomery, that you can catch that now. Just go take a look at it later on if you want, in case you missed it. I want to talk about the Cardinals. Boy, they're busy, busy, busy. We're talking about the reorganization of the organization, if you will. Bill DeWitt hired Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom was given the assignment of rebuilding the Cardinals' minor league and player development system, even though the Cardinals have been drafting some good talent. We've been over this a long, long time, many, many times. They have just let the system part of it fall apart with a lack of funding, a lack of instructors and coaches and modern facilities and modern tools, including analytics, which are an increasingly important and valuable part of today's game. Whether some people like it or not, that's too bad, because that's the way it is. And if you are defaulting on that competition to modernize your organization, then what's going to happen is you're going to go from being one of the most successful franchises on the field in Major League Baseball over a long period of time, and you're going to lose your pace, your place, you're going to lose your prominence, you're going to lose your prestige, and you are going to just kind of deteriorate into mediocrity, which is where the Cardinals are now, which is why Bill DeWitt felt it was important to dramatically change things. So instead of throwing money away on, another couple, three mid-level free agents who will not make the team any better, you know, for the present or the near future, DeWitt is smart to invest a lot of money into rebuilding what used to be a Cardinal strength. Really smart, really advanced player development, with the teaching and instruction to go with it, with the scouting and using analytics to identify performance traits that might give a player a chance to be pretty good, or a pitcher pretty good in the majors. And other teams overlook these traits because the Cardinals had the advantage with Jeff Luhnow and all his analysts. And so that's how they got so many players, for example, that were on that 2011 team that won the World Series. These were all, like, so many of those guys were homegrown players. So I'm sorry that I started off with a history lesson, but, and I'm going to do another video that's longer than, say, 3 minutes, which will get some people's underwear all squeezed up in a bunch or something. But anyway, I try to be detailed. I try to be thorough. I try to pass along what I've learned through my research and through my reporting, getting in touch with people in the know, and having established relationships all around town in nearly 40 years of doing this. So let's get you up to date now that I've gotten that nonsense out of the way. Bill DeWitt hired Chaim Bloom, and now Chaim Bloom has been hiring a lot of people to start to put the plan in action. And then Chaim Bloom, of course, going to be taking over for John Mozeliak and running the whole shebang after 2025. So follow along with me here, because I made some notes. But I ought to just sit here and read. It would go by faster, because I had to do it, right? So much information. So Chaim Bloom's first major hire was Rob Serfolio, who was the assistant general. He's now the assistant general manager who will oversee player development and performance. And this is a big time job. You know, assistant general manager doesn't capture the meaningful, substantial, and vital nature of Rob Serfolio's job, right? Because Rob Serfolio, who is now, in charge of player development, this also means that he's the one hiring people that will make the Cardinals player development program great again, the way it was for decades, with people like George Kissel and Dave Ricketts and Mark DeJean and oh my gosh, on Jose Oquendo, on and on and on. And the Cardinals let that fall apart, and they got to fix it. Gosh, they owe it to the people who came before them. And no, I'm not being corny. You can't let George Kissel's baby starve, right? You owe it to him to maintain these high standards. So Cerfolio seems to me to be a great fit for doing this, because I'm looking at today, because the Cardinals announced some hirings. I'm looking today at who they brought in, who Cerfolio brought in. Yeah, with Bloom overseeing things, sure. But in the end, this is Cerfolio's responsibility. Who he hired to assist him in revitalizing the minor league farm system program. So let's go through this. I got some stuff. So number one, Cerfolio hired Larry Day as the St. Louis farm director. He's 39 years old. He spent the last 10 seasons with Cleveland, the last two being the assistant field coordinator. Day is highly regarded by those sharp minds who run the baseball operation in Cleveland. They're one of the very best. And I know what a few people say, when's the last time they won the World Series? That's not the point. The point is this is a low-budget franchise with ownership, not real big on payroll, and they manage to outperform wealthier teams that spend a lot more than they do. That's the point. Because the challenge of a team that is not high on payroll and is often in the well towards the bottom 10 in payroll, bottom 5 in payroll, yeah, they need to be smarter than the big boys. And the Cleveland Guardians have been doing that for quite a while. And a guy like Cerfolio comes out of the Cleveland system. Now he has hired Larry Day out of the Cleveland system to be the farm director. And Cerfolio was viewed around baseball as kind of one of the rising stars in terms of front office executives who will play a really prominent role and get a big job and be someone that'll be at the forefront or close to it. And now Cerfolio, coming out of Cleveland, has brought one guy with him in Larry Day, who's considered another rising star in front office circles. Now he's going to get a bigger opportunity in St. Louis. So DeWitt brought in Bloom, who's a really smart guy about a lot of things. He'll have some things to prove once he takes over, but there's no reason in the world to talk about that now. We'd be talking about what his job is right now, okay? Not what he's going to, well, what's he going to do in 2028? I ain't worried about it. It ain't here. He's not in charge of the baseball operations. So I've got some stuff about Bloom, which is mostly good, but there's some concerns that even I have. When we get to that part, I'm doing the Nick Saban. You know how he chops when he talks? When we get to the part where he's running things, then there will be some questions about whether he'll be astute in this area, that area, this area. But for now, in terms of the organization Heim Bloom is setting up, this is nothing but positive. Cerfolio, that's an ace hire. Larry Day is an ace hire. And it doesn't end there. Cerfolio has also hired, and this dude is something else. Wait till I tell you more about him. Cerfolio also hired, and this was announced today, Carl Kohan as the Cardinals' director of performance. And what is that? Well, first of all, let me start out by telling you the Cardinals have never had a director of performance. And basically, it's probably what you might guess it is, you know, strength, conditioning, flexibility training, nutrition, all kinds of stuff that just go into making you a better athlete and a smarter athlete. And I'll tell you more about Kohan a little bit later on about some of his personal background and some of what is really good about him and the reputation he has. But let me just leave for at this moment, let me leave it at this for you. Okay. He spent 10 years with the Giants and he was so good. Carl Kohan was so good at his job. First of all, he won a major award, strength and conditioning coach of the year in 2016. He was also, he also put in their first ever, the Giants, strength and conditioning program. They never had it. And it quickly became like the highest standard in the majors, which is why he won that major award. And Carl Kohan certainly contributed to not one, but not two, three World Series championships won by Bruce Bochy back in the day, because he was a supporting staff member with a big job. No, he wasn't a baseball coach, but he brought in a program that really, really helped the Giants on the field. Okay. So what you need to know, he goes to the Dodgers. Kohan was so good for the Giants. Andrew Friedman, who's the most brilliant baseball mind in the game today, Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers said, well, wait a minute, we can't have him down there doing this. We need him to do it for us. So the past 6 years, Kohan has worked for the Dodgers. So if you add it all up, his work as a director of performance and working in strength and conditioning, nutrition, and all this other stuff that go along with it, even sleep and, you know, and rest and everything, right? So with the Giants and the Dodgers, Kohan has earned 5 World Series rings. So if you're going to want to have a director of performance, I'm thinking it's probably a dang good hire if you got a guy who did that job for two organizations that between them have won 5 flipping World Series, okay? He certainly wasn't a negative. I think he helped in his own way, because that's why baseball teams have been putting these kind of guys in place. And it just shows you, frankly, how negligent and stupid the Cardinals have been, because they haven't put any emphasis on this. Well, that's going to change when Carl Kohan walks in. By the way, a graduate of SIU Carbondale, right? Later got his PhD somewhere else. That's right. You can call him Dr. Kohan. Looks like a rugged guy, too. Anyway, he's supposed to be an excellent motivator among all else. The Cardinals also, with Cerfolio running the lead, but with also Bloom in the middle of it, the Cardinals also hired Matt Pierpoint, 33 years old, the new position of director of pitching. And he will also, what he'll do is synchronize the major league operation with the minor league operation to ensure the Cardinals have the great alignment that they haven't had. It's been disjointed. Like, you have a pitching coach at the major leagues and he's teaching things and he's coming up with plans that no one in the minor leagues is following because no one told them to and no one's coordinating it. So if you wonder, well, what the heck is a director of pitching? This is what a director of pitching does. He gets the major league program and the minor league program synchronized and it becomes one operation. And so when guys come to the major leagues, they're already well-versed and totally up to speed, and they have been indoctrinated into what the philosophy and the plans and the methods are at the major league level. It's not hodgepodge. It's not scatter shooting, right? It's like one entity. It just happens that there's a major league part and a minor league part, but instead of having them doing separate things in terms of what's between the ears, it's all going to be one entity now. And that's really important because, once again, what used to be the Cardinal strength? Drafting and developing pitchers. What is their primary weakness now? Drafting and developing pitchers. One of the reasons, because they haven't had anybody coordinating all this and putting good plans in place to get the best out of pitchers, young pitchers. It's been a huge problem in recent years. I've told you this. Dusty Blake has been stuck on his own up here in St. Louis to make sure the minor league pitchers being brought up here were ready to go. They were compatible with what is being taught at the major league level. Dusty Blake can't be everywhere. That's why I have some empathy for him. And I've told you this before. I used to make fun of him because all I ever used to see with him is in those dugout chats, you know, on the TV games. He's always looking at an iPad. So I called him Coach iPad. And I'll say it again. I owe him an apology. I think he's actually really smart. What I didn't realize is the fact that he basically was getting no help whatsoever, not even from the standpoint of having the major league, what his beliefs are that are in effect in the major leagues, were not being administered to in the minor leagues. This is just pure craziness, and it shows you how bad things have been. Thank you, Chaim Bloom. Thank you, Rob Serfolio. You all are changing that, and it's about time. And people ought to be worrying more about that and recognizing that this is really great stuff instead of talking about how the Cardinals should go sign some player for $12 million who's not even worth it or whatever the hell it is you want. I don't know. This stuff's much more important because it's going to put a better future in place. And you're going to avoid all the dumb, lazy mistakes of the past of not coordinating your pitching major league, minor leagues, and not having an overall strength and development coordinator, a strength and conditioning coordinator, right? They're bringing modern minds and modern thinking to a, and this isn't a pejorative because I come from a family that had a mom, and my grandparents had a mom and pop store, right? They ran it old school. I don't know how they would have liked analytics, although we practice analytics in the store when I worked there. I always knew what to do with the pricing and how to get people to buy certain things. See, I could have worked for Jeff Luhnow. Anyway, just kidding. But the Cardinals have had a mom and pop shop, and they used to be at the forefront of being the smartest organization and all this stuff for a long time. And they just let it unravel, and they just let it kind of fade. They let the store fall apart. The mom and pop store was starting to fall apart. The roof was caving in. The windows were all smashed, right? The plumbing was shot. They're finally fixing this mess. And Matt Pierpoint is the new position, again, the new position of director of pitching, and he's going to get everything coordinated. So you have the big club all the way down to the lowest minor league team in the system, all working on the same things, all preaching the same philosophy, all teaching the same things, right? They're going to be operating out of the same playbook, if you will. And this is what the smartest operations in Major League Baseball have been doing for years, and the Cardinals are just now figuring this out. That's why DeWitt's hiring of Bloom was really, really important. So Pierpoint will report to Serfolio, as will Day, as will Cohan, and Serfolio will report to Chaim Bloom. And here's what I really, really like about these hires, other than the things I just told you. All of these men have impressive backgrounds in various roles. Bloom was developed in the Tampa Bay Rays front office and became a key part of a really acclaimed baseball operations analytics staff that had a really good eye for identifying talent, you know, beating the rich clubs at their own game because they would get a lot of talent because of their own methods and their own keen observations and their own analytics. And they would see players that no one else saw, and they would draft them. They also tapped into the international market. And the Rays always, just about every year, outperformed their payroll by a wide margin. They won 96 games one year with the lowest payroll in the majors. I don't even know if it was 50 million, stuff like that. Bloom was mentored in that operation by Andrew Friedman, who I already mentioned, who is the number one best, the top baseball front office operative in the games. And it's not just because the Dodgers spend money. Just take a look at all the prospects they always have. Look at all the international signings they make. Look at how they make really sharp trades. Look at how they have the largest analytics staff in the majors. Look at how far ahead they are in understanding analytics, implementing them, getting the players to buy in, getting the manager to buy in, and then it becomes a real asset. It's not just their payroll size, although obviously that helps. So when you were basically taught by Andrew Friedman, and now you're going to be coming in to run the Cardinals, and then what you're doing is hiring people that are coming from really from other really smart organizations. The Cardinals might be leading the offseason so far in adding brain cells, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to be cute. Yeah, the Cardinals lead the offseason in adding brain power, all right? And that's long overdue. And see, substantial brain power, substantially improved brain power will give you a better baseball team, because you're not going to be making all these stupid decisions over and over again. Woo! Anyway, So if you look at Bloom, you know, and the other guys I mentioned, all of them develop by really successful organizations like the Dodgers, the Guardians, the Rays, the Giants. And in terms of the pitching coordinator or the pitching director, we're talking about a Seattle Mariners system that he was very prominent in, that has had some of the best pitching around for quite a while now. And so Matt Pierpoint knows what he's doing, and he's bringing all of that stuff. Too bad he can't bring Logan Gilbert and George Kirby and all them, but you know what I mean. They have a good system in place for developing pitchers, and now Matthew Pierpoint is going to be coming here with all of those secrets, all of those methods, all of their systematic things, going to be bringing that and putting it into place in St. Louis. All of a sudden, you're with all these guys, you are a heck of a lot smarter. Already, you are incredibly smarter than you were, say, certainly last offseason and the offseason before that. You've come a long way. A lot of brain cells now. A lot of really high caliber, high quality brain cells. The baseball IQ is off the charts, as they say. So I told you about Kohan, so I didn't want to go deeper into that. I told you about 5 World Series championships, him being on the staff with, in the organization, prominent role, strength, conditioning, nutrition, sleep, all that stuff. Five World Series championships with, the Giants and the Dodgers. Number two thing that I like a lot, most of these fellows that are new to the baseball operation staff have played the game on the field level. Now, this ought to make at least some of you happy, because if I tell you that they're brilliant in terms of understanding and implementing analytics, some of you will take that as like, well, what do we want them for? They're going to ruin everything. No, they're not. They're going to get the Cardinals up to speed on par and maybe higher than the other teams in the majors. That's where the Cardinals were when they were winning with Jeff Luhnow here, okay? I'm going to keep repeating that until I lose my voice, because I am determined to make people understand the correlation between the implementation of analytics and getting the Cardinals the forefront of that movement, what a role that happened to play in keeping the Cardinals at a sustained success level for a long time. And as soon as they let that stuff slip, fall apart, everything falling apart, simple as that. But since some of you are totally hung up on, well, they got to bring in some people here that have played the game. Okay. They're doing that. They're doing that. And is it okay if the fact that these guys aren't in Cooperstown, they're not, you know, none of them were ever Major League All-Stars, but I have found in my experience, you know, a lot of times some of the smartest baseball people around are minor league ball players who weren't good enough to play in the majors. But boy, did they learn a lot. You want to know one example? Earl Weaver's an example. Sparky Anderson is an example. There is a bunch of examples. Anyway, let's talk about Dave. Like, for example, okay, let me do this because I got a lot to cover here. Cerfolio pitched for the former Cardinals pitcher. Very big in 1982, the World Series championship, John Stuper. John Stuper was the coach at Yale, and Rob Cerfolio pitched for him at Yale and was a kind of a bulldog left-hander, tough as could be, did well at Yale, and he got drafted late in the draft, the year he was graduated, The Dodgers took him late. He never pitched in the majors. And I'm gonna get back to John Stuper towards the end of this video because there's some good stuff here that I was able to find. And hat tip to Rob Raines, the Dean of St. Louis Baseball Writers. I'll get to that here briefly. So Cerfolio's got a baseball background, a playing background. Day, who is the new farm director, he played minor league ball in the Yankee system in 2007 and 2008. He was also a pitcher. He became first base coach at Vanderbilt for 5 years. That's one of the best college baseball programs there are. And then he joined Cleveland, and he was in Cleveland for 10 years. He was a hitting coach in the minors. He was a manager in the minors. He became Cleveland's player programs coordinator, and then he moved up to field coordinator. So he's been teaching all the baby guardians down in minors and even at the majors. So those of you who are, as you should be, into fundamentals and playing the game the right way, this is what Day has been doing, helping the Cleveland Guardians have that kind of team ready to go, okay? He's a fundamentals guy. Now he's going to be the farm director, so you better believe the Cardinals will be getting back to fundamentals down in the minor leagues because this is what Mr. Day's – I'm glad he's not Ryan Day, by the way. I'm glad this is Day's – this is his background, right? Because the Cardinals need that fundamental sharpening in the worst way for when these guys are ready. Let me put it to you this way. As the farm director, okay, as the farm director, I don't think Day, the new farm director here, I don't think the Jordan Walker fiasco would have ever seen the light of day. Like, if he got a call, let's just go back in time. If he got a call from John Mozeliak, he said, yeah, you know, we're thinking about this, and we want to move Walker to right field from third base. Well, he's never played right field. We need some time to, you know, we need some time to really develop him and work with him and teach him the fundamentals. This is a pretty big deal. Well, no, you know, we think you should just move him there for the final 6 weeks of the season, and then we'll go from there and just help him as much as you can. Do you think this fellow Day would have said, oh, okay, boss? He would have said, look, you can fire me, but this is crazy. The young man ain't going to be ready to play right field in the big leagues. And that's exactly what happened because the Cardinals give him any time, any playing time, not enough in the minors to even help him, and they didn't have an outfield instructor. Do you think this kind of nonsense, this nuttiness is going to happen from here on out with these people that have come in the organization? Not a chance. So I'm giving you like an example of what could be different and what unfortunately is a little too late for Jordan Walker's conversion to right field. Let's talk about Pierpoint, the pitching director. He pitched in college. He was drafted by the Rockies. He played 8 seasons of minor league ball, moved into coaching. He's 33 years old. During his time in the Seattle organization, working with the pitchers in various roles, and he was the actual big league pitching coach in 2022. But during his time in the Seattle organization, 21 through 2024, the Mariners had, over that time, 7th best ERA overall in the majors. And when he was Seattle's major league pitching coach in 2022, the Mariners had the 8th best team ERA in the majors. And Seattle's starters, and remember, Pierpoint was part of that whole pitching operation last year, Seattle starters had the best ERA among the 30 teams. They have a really good system in place. Yeah, you need talent. But the Cardinals have had some talent come through the ranks. They're not ready. They're not prepared. They're not smart, or they weren't smart. Michael Wacha was like the last guy, Jack Flaherty in 2019, but we later figured out he's one of these not as smart as he thinks he is type of guys, right? But he also wasn't getting he wasn't getting the help that he needed at the kind of high level that a Matthew Pierpoint will be providing to future Redbird pitchers, right? The ones that are growing in their system. Now, anyway, Pierpont seems like an ideal fit to me for what the Cardinals are doing as they attempt to recapture or to rebuild their strength, which is developing pitchers. And that's the thing that kept them in business, winning at a high level for a long time. That was one of the things, but it was a key part of their team. All right, I'm about to wind this down. So bear with me. Let's get back to John Stuper. And I want to thank Rob Raines, again, the Dean of St. Louis Baseball Writers, a Hall of Famer, Missouri Hall of Fame, St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. And he has done an excellent job for a long, long time. So when Bloom hired Cerfolio, Rob Raines put in a call to John Stuper, whom he covered when Stuper was a pitcher for the Cardinals. And Stuper was really, really excited about Cerfolio coming to the Cardinals. He was really, really excited. So let me read you some of this, okay? I'll tell you some of this. Pass it along. And thanks to Rob Raines once again. Some of the observations from John Stuper. He said, quote, if you watch how the Guardians play ball, they do things like old school teams at times, like hit and run, squeeze plays. They don't act like other teams act. That's observation number one. And Cerfolio's part of that mindset. So that ought to make some of you feel better about that, right? Because you want that more of that kind of baseball, at least that kind of baseball being part of what you do. Stuper said, quote, I really see a lot of the Cardinals in the Guardians. And what he's referring to is the Cardinals that he pitched for, okay? I really see a lot of the Cardinals and the Guardians, and that's why I see Cerfolio as a really good fit. I think one of the reasons they're bringing him in is to modernize the organization. I think he's a really nice combination, a kind of old school with that modernization, and I think the two can coexist. Stuper continued to Rob Raines saying, quote, I don't think analytics should be the be-all and end-all, but I think it should be a tool in your toolbox. Thank you. You can do both. And I think that's what Surf, as he calls Cerfolio, is going to bring to the organization. Finally, we have, because you don't believe me. Some of you, when I say it, you don't believe me. It's not a choice between analytics and old school. Yeah, can do both. Okay. Yeah, can really do both at the same time. The best of both worlds, right? Okay. Stuper, by the way, played a role in Cerfolio getting into the major leagues or the major league path. Cerfolio had offers, invitations to go to 5 medical schools, and he turned them down because Stuper said, well, look, I know you love baseball. It's your friend. Yeah, you can be a doctor, but I know you love baseball. Why don't you look into that? In fact, I'm going to get you in touch with Mike Elias. Now, Mike Elias, on background, also played for Stuper at Yale. So he got the two Yaleys in touch with each other. And Elias is no minor figure in this. Elias was the best. Well, Jeff Luhnow put together maybe the best team of analysts ever up to that point in a major league front office in St. Louis. And one of his best analysts was young Mike Elias. And Elias followed Luhnow to Houston. Then he went to Baltimore and he oversaw this great rebuild of the Orioles. Mike Elias is really good. So Mike Elias got in touch. They got in touch and Elias gave Cerfolio some advice. And now all of a sudden, Cerfolio's going to be a very big part of the St. Louis Cardinals. And you can give a hat tip to John Stuper for that. So he said, and this is the last thing, quote, Mike Elias began as a Cardinal, and I'm in touch with him a lot. Now I've got another guy with the birds on the bat, and I'm really excited about that. I know he's really good at his job, and he's an amazing guy. Rob Cerfolio is one of the best people who ever walked through the doors of my clubhouse. That's quite an endorsement from a very favorite, a very popular, even now, member of that 1982 rotation, John Stuper. So he is way up on Cerfolio, and let's add this part with the news we have today of Cerfolio's first round of hires, right? Stuper knew what he was talking about when he said how smart this guy is, right? And how good he would be at this job. because Serfolio's now a member of the Birds and the Bat family. And what did he do? The first thing he did, the first announcement he made, brought in a whole new set of really, really, really smart baseball men who have the kind of backgrounds that should be really exciting to people who have been wanting the Cardinals to get smarter and better and to change their outdated ways. Anyway, 35 minutes, that's enough. But man, when you have all of these hirings and all of these changes, and they're remodeling the front office as we speak, not with furniture, but what's up here, your St. Louis Cardinals are a hell of a lot smarter today than they were a year ago at this time. I mean, a hell of a lot smarter from an organizational standpoint. That should put you in a good mood, if only for one day, right? Anyway, that's all I have to say. I'm just teasing you. Thank you, as always, for watching The Bernie McLeish Show.